locker plant located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, freedom cannot exist without truth. Truth cannot exist without freedom. And our freedom in this country that allows the American people to know the truth is really based upon a unique document, unparalleled anywhere else in the world, and that is the American Constitution. Well, we've been talking about the Constitution ever since we came onto this network, and we will be talking about it as long as we're here. And, of course, initially, 9 years ago when we started, most people really weren't that interested in the Constitution. But it's been amazing, certainly not our efforts alone, the efforts of people all across America talking about the Constitution, talking about the fact that this is the unique document that separates America from every other nation in the world today. Because it limits the power of government so men could be free. What takes away people's freedom? Not their employer. They have the right to go get a different job. What gives us freedom is limitations on the power of government over the lives of the people. And it is government that imposes tyranny. It is government that causes wars. It's government that causes inflation and depression. It's government that's created the problems we face today. Well, something unique has happened, and basically it's part of the Tea Party movement, part of growing awareness across America, part of the efforts on the part of a group known as the Institute of Constitution, and David Whitney works for them. He'll be with us today. But Congress opened this session by reading the Constitution. I mean, this is the most amazing thing. They've never read the Constitution in Congress publicly, to my knowledge, not for a long time. But they opened the session by going through the Constitution, and the Republicans have instituted a policy by which whenever a congressman submits legislation, he has to explain why it's constitutional. Well, most of them are going to say the elastic clause, the general commerce clause, the general welfare clause, but of course none of those things are valid. There are only a few things that are valid as far as the Constitution. There are 18 things that the federal government can do, and everything that is not allotted to the federal government is reserved to the states and the people. That's what the 10th Amendment says. That's why we have a Bill of Rights, was to stipulate that the power of the federal government was to be limited by the change of the Constitution. And for the first time during my lifetime, now congressmen are going to be required to state why their legislation is constitutional and where in the Constitution what they're doing is authorized. In fact, what's really so exciting is actually they're introducing a bill to say, the Congress has no right to tell us what sort of light bulbs we should have, first of all. The fluorescent light bulbs don't last as long, no matter what they say. They cost a great deal more. They're potentially dangerous because they contain mercury, and they're produced in China. Why do we want to outlaw incandescent bulbs produced in the United States and have our fluorescent bulbs produced in China, communist China? Why? Because we're transferring the industrial base of America intentionally to China and Malaysia and Brazil and Russia, to the BRIC nations. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And now some of the congressmen are saying, Congress has no right to tell people that they have to use fluorescent light bulbs. And 15 congressmen are actually introducing legislation to repeal that, and we need to keep the pressure up. Congress has no right to do it, no matter what they think about greenhouse gases and global warming. Of course, it's all a lie to begin with, and we need to point that out because we're having global cooling today, and we have had for the last 10 years. Well, I'm going to get off the pedestal and let you hear from Pastor David Whitney, who works for the Institute of the Constitution and has dedicated his life, along with the other people there, to once again letting the American people begin thinking about our Constitution, which is the very foundation of our freedom. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, you know, it is very interesting to see that we're gaining traction.
Which I believe is founded on biblical principles.
I'm encouraged to see that we are gaining traction, as you mentioned, that the Congress would actually open its session reading the Constitution and then requiring all bills refer to the authorization that the Constitution gives them. Now, of course, there will probably be a lot of hemming and hawing about what the General Welfare Clause and the Commerce Clause and Necessary and Proper Clause that will be just window dressing. But the important thing is it means people are thinking and talking about this, and if the citizens, that is those who vote, demand of their elected representatives to adhere to the original meaning of those words, General Welfare and Commerce Clause and so forth, we will be able to rein this out-of-control government in. I think the fascinating thing is here, it's government overreach, telling us what light bulbs we could put in our houses, trying to tell us what health care we have to buy, all these overreach, these actions that are just so far over the top, that are tyranny on steroids, so to speak. It is this that kind of tyranny that's brought the response where people are waking up to say, hey, this isn't right. I know it's not right. I've got to figure out what's going on, and that means I need to understand the Constitution. And Dr. Stan, very encouraged as we see across the country, classes multiplying. We're just struggling to keep up with the interest that we see, and we're just praising God for what we see, answer to prayer, but a lot of this has been plowing the row that we've been plowing for year after year after year, and the harvest is beginning to appear. Well, let's go back and continue to discuss and look at the subsequent amendments to our Constitution. We need to remember that those who claim that we have a living, breathing Constitution really are lying to us. The Constitution is a fixed and stable document. It's better to compare it to a yardstick. If you and I were having a discussion over the length of a desk and you know, you said it was 25 inches, and I said, no, that's 30 inches, and we could fight back and forth, but unless we have a yardstick, we really can't settle the argument. Well, the living, breathing Constitution claims there is no yardstick. The yardstick's whatever we want it to be. There is no fixed standard, which means, essentially, we have no contract with our government. The government can do whatever it pleases, whenever it pleases, can strip us of all of our rights, can take all of our wealth, can put us in prison. It can do whatever it wants. It can even murder us, as the Obama administration has amply shown that they've targeted some American citizens without trial, without any conviction of having committed a crime, to literally murder them.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me for a series exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. Starting January the 8th at 1 p.m., we will look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? What does Torah have to do with them? Or how do I know the difference between truth and error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. This exciting series begins January the 8th, 2011. So please join us and call now for details and registration. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. Call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576. A love offering will be collected. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care, before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, David Whitney, from the Institute of the Constitution. And ladies and gentlemen, the fact that Congress is suddenly beginning to talk about the Constitution, this is one of the most exciting things that has really happened. People don't understand the momentous thing. For years, those who would establish a tyranny have tried to suppress information in the Constitution, belittle those who talk about the Constitution, accuse those who talk about the Constitution of being terrorists, and basically they have. Oh, the people who want the Constitution don't believe in government. Yes, we believe in our government. It is the invisible government that wants a fascist dictatorship that has brought suffering to people throughout the world and killed hundreds of millions of people. These are the ones that we oppose. And there really is an invisible government, and they're working behind the scenes. And we want to get back to our government, which is based on the Constitution. David Whitney, pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I think it's ironic that the Obama administration and its allies has now suffered an assassination attempt, you could say, there in Arizona, because the government that threatens to kill its own citizens, to assassinate its own citizens, as it were, is now itself the subject of that kind of action. And I don't applaud or endorse either attempt at murder, either of the Obama administration murdering American citizens or of an American citizen attempting to assassinate a member of Congress. I don't applaud either of them, because murder is always wrong, because we have a fixed standard. God's law says, thou shalt not murder, and it applies to the citizen as much as it applies to the government. And so we need to see a government put back in the box. It's become tyrannical, oppressive in the extreme, and it's high time we see it put back in the box. And that, essentially, that's what the amendment process was designed to do. If we found, as Washington said, something in our Constitution that was either done wrong or didn't work correctly, there is a way to change that mistake that was made. And that change is by amendment. And the amendment process is designed to be difficult and not quickly achieved, for the reason knowing that if sound mind and sound thinking prevails, only good amendments will be added to our Constitution. Well, we've looked at a number of the amendments. Let's just pick up at the 21st Amendment, which was the repeal of prohibition. And as I shared previously, prohibition wasn't a good idea. It's not in the jurisdiction of government to do it. And it was opposed, and rightly opposed, by citizens on juries who understood that they could judge this law, prohibition, they could judge it by the higher law, God's law, and determine that it's not law, and therefore nullify the attempts to punish people under the aegis of prohibition. So ultimately, prohibition was repealed because it was recognized that this wasn't the right jurisdiction for federal government to take control over alcohol, its production and transportation and all of that. It wasn't their job, and rightly it was repealed. The other important thing that this makes clear, the 21st Amendment, is that if there's a bad amendment to our Constitution, that bad amendment itself can be repealed. I have a list of amendments I'd like to see repealed if we ever gain the kind of significant influence of constitutional understanding in House and Senate. And boy, the 17th Amendment would be the prime one, to give the states once again the power designed by our founders to be a check against federal tyranny. We've experienced federal tyranny. We agree federal tyranny is evil. We don't want it. And what we need is states that will stand up to the federal government. And the best and most powerful way to do that is to have the states back in control of appointing their senators by the state legislature. They can appoint them and they can remove them at will. This would give the states an ability to check any piece of legislation and stop it dead in its tracks that was passing through the House and then on to the Senate. Well, there was a list of others. We'll just mention that. But the idea, we can repeal bad amendments to the Constitution. Now, moving on from there to the 22nd Amendment, which is a two-term limit for the president. You see, in the Constitutional Convention, there was a debate about whether there should be a limit on the president's terms of office, and the consensus was that it should be a two-term limit. But in the votes that were taking place, they noticed that George Washington voted against that, and everyone assumed that Washington would become the first president. And so they backed off from that, and they did not put any term limits to the executive branch, to the president's office. However, because Washington, as he concluded his second term, really understood this was quite enough, that he not only desired to return to private life himself, he recognized that it was not a good idea for a president to have more than two terms, and so a tradition was established. It wasn't written down in stone anywhere, but a tradition of a two-term presidency following the example of George Washington was what was in play in our country until, tyrannical dictator Franklin Delano Roosevelt took office, that he broke that tradition during the Depression and World War II, and into his fourth term in office, he died and went to his just punishment, I believe. He died in that beginning of the fourth term, and Americans decided two terms was enough of any president, especially FDR, which I remember my maternal grandmother always referred to him as the wretched, wicked president who stole the gold from Americans, and indeed he did. And so the move of what Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the result of his regime was to say, we need to have an amendment that will limit the president to two terms. And that's indeed what the 22nd Amendment accomplished when it was ratified in 1951. 10 years later, the 23rd Amendment was proposed, and this was an amendment to give the District of Columbia electors equal to the number of electors of the least populous state. The state that has the smallest population only has 3 electors in the Electoral College. We need to remind ourselves that we don't really vote directly for our president in our constitutional structure. Instead, we're voting for the electors from our state and how they are going to cast their ballot in the Electoral College. So in a sense, our presidential election is a representative form of election. We're electing electors from the who are going to be part of the college that is actually going to cast ballots to determine who becomes the president. So that's how our system works. And from the very beginning, the whole design for District of Columbia, the nation's capital, was that there would be no political action taking place within that district. That district was for the business of the country. It was not to be a place that had its own political structure and so on. It was the only place in the country that was run by Congress, unless it was a territory on the way to becoming a state like Puerto Rico or something like that, and it was not to have its own political structure. And so by design, Washington, D.C., as the District of Columbia, was not to have electors. It was not to participate in the presidential election. If you chose to live within that 10 square miles, hey, well, you chose to forfeit your ability to be involved. And the reason is, the design is here, the Electoral College is a check by the states upon the executive branch of the federal government. Well, Washington, D.C. is not a state. It should not have any powers or any privileges or any rights in that sense that the states have. It is not a state, and therefore I think it's completely inappropriate that the 23rd Amendment proposed and ultimately achieved an amendment to our Constitution in 1961 that Washington, D.C. now has 3 electors to the Electoral College. Well, moving on from that, 3 years later, in 1964, the 24th Amendment was ratified, and this was a poll tax, the issue of poll taxes. See, some states, in order to cover the cost of elections, and we have to admit that elections are not inexpensive. It is quite expensive to run an election, machines and the personnel and everything involved in that. And so in order to defray the cost of elections, poll taxes were part of the legal structure of many states. And actually, some states, if they had an extra amount of money that came in other words, it covered more than just the cost of conducting the election, then they would take the remains and perhaps contribute to education in the state or something like that. Because sometimes this then was meant people who were on the poor side of things, because most of these taxes were just $1 or $2, They were not able to vote. It was claimed that this was denying people the right to vote, and this amendment eliminated that. And I would, you know, not want to say that we would want to eliminate someone's right to vote, but it begs this question, and this question is, who should have the elective franchise? Now, we have, and we'll see in a moment, determined this in the 26th Amendment, that 18-year-olds and above have to be given permission to vote. And so we've expanded the elective franchise all the way to age 18. Why stop at 18? Why not 16? Why not 15? How about 10? Why shouldn't we have somebody the age of 5 voting?
Well, obviously, the whole idea, David, is to give this idea of democracy, as if somehow if everybody's voting, that's going to mean the government is legitimate. And basically, the whole idea initially was just to be left to the states, because they didn't want people who didn't have any property voting. After all, I mean, if you don't have any property and you'd like to get property away from people who do have property, then, of course, if you have the right to vote, you can vote. For the politicians will take away other people's property, because matters dealing with property were to be left to the states. So this has always been to try to get away from this idea of a republic with limited government towards getting us into a democracy where the people would vote themselves into slavery. And that's what our founding fathers feared. They wanted to limit the power of government, giving the people a say in what was going on, but not to the point where they would be able to vote themselves into tyranny. And that's exactly what we see with the Democrat Party today. They want to give all power to government. It's about time they read the Constitution and understood that freedom, liberty, and limited government are synonymous. Go right ahead.
And so that's my argument with both of these, the poll tax as well as the 26th Amendment, that it shouldn't be the federal government that determines what a state does. Now, a state may decide they want 18-year-olds to vote or it wants poll taxes, but that should be something at the state level rather than handed down from Washington, D.C. Both of these amendments, in a sense, weaken the powers of the states vis-a-vis Washington, and particularly when you think of what Washington has done, and Reagan swept in more than a million illegals, made them legal citizens, in other words, forcing the states to accept these people as citizens and allow them the privilege and the right to vote. All of these things should not be coming from Washington, D.C. They should be handled by the states. And yes, there might be one state that decides it's going to do poll taxes, another state decides it's not going to be. Hey, that's up to the states and not the tyrant federal government in Washington, D.C. telling the states what they can and cannot do.
Let me just point out, you know, this whole idea of 18-year-olds voting, the average 18-year-old does not have enough knowledge to vote. But they got this idea through, well, we're drafting these young men to go off and fight and die in Vietnam, and if they're old enough to die for their country, they ought to be old enough to vote. No, they should not be off in Vietnam dying for our country. They weren't dying for our country. This was simply a diversion war. We never tried to win it. We were financing the North Vietnamese all during the war. So the basic premise, oh, if they're old enough to fight for the country, they're old enough to vote, or die for the country, they're old enough to vote, it was a false premise. But they used the false premises because they want to expand the franchise, because they eventually want the people to vote themselves into tyranny. That was what it was all about. Go right ahead.
And you're exactly right, Dr. Stan. That's what they have done, voted themselves into tyranny. And by voting, given the kind of supposition that somehow this is for the people, when in fact, no, it's for the tyrants. And the tyrants, as we know, manipulate the election, and election fraud is rife throughout the country. All these things are factors in this. But giving it the appearance of legitimacy rather than saying, no, if the powers that directly connect with a person's life, liberty, and property are kept at the very closest level to them. That is the state governments, and then even better still, the county government with the sheriff who is over the executive branch of the county. If that takes place, your right to life, liberty, and property are going to be preserved, unlike when it's centralized at a distant capital in Washington, D.C., and you have very, very, very little influence in what happens there, in how the votes are cast. Contrast that with your state representative, who you could probably get a meeting with. I've tried to have meetings with my state senators and even with some of my state congressmen, and they're too busy. They don't even have time to consider you, to put you on their calendar.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. So before we go on, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute and get a kit and start teaching the Constitution locally, as is going on all across America. Of course, you're not hearing about this with the controlled media. The last thing they want is for people to learn the Constitution and to understand we are not a democracy. They've lied to us. They lie to us in school. They lie to us in universities. They lie to us from the pulpits. They lie to us in the media. Politicians lie to us. We are not a democracy. We're a republic, and it makes all the difference in the world, because a republic is government by law, not by men, not by courts. It is government by law. The law is the Constitution. And the last thing the people who want a tyranny want is that they don't want the American people to learn the Constitution, and that's why you've got to start teaching it. We are a nation of law. The law is the Constitution, not what Barack Obama says, not what Justice Roberts says. You can read the Constitution. It's very simple. David, how can people get in touch with the Constitution, get a kit, and start teaching it?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Stan. And you're right. All over America, we are excited to see people waking up and beginning to study the Constitution. And I know many people fear that, oh, wow, this is such a difficult subject. I couldn't possibly help my family or my friends or my fellow workers or folks at church. I couldn't help them understand the Constitution. You got to be a lawyer. You got to have gone to law. No, no, no. The truth of the matter is, if you've gone to law school, you've been taught unlaw in 99.9% of the law schools. You've been taught the opposite of what the Constitution says. You've been taught what judges tell us is the Constitution, not what the Constitution actually says according to those who penned those words. And so our course that we've put together is designed for anyone with no background in law or history. You don't need anything. In fact, you're better off not having any background in law or history, because if you do, you've probably been lied to by the academic world that doesn't want true freedom. It wants tyranny instead. So the course is designed that anybody can pick it up, show the videos, constitutional law professor John Eidsmo, and two lectures by David Barton, a historian. Show the videos, lead a discussion based upon those videos that helps the students grasp what our founders meant, understand their worldview of law and government, which, by the way, is a biblical worldview of law and government, what it's for, what its purpose is, an American view of law and government, and walk away with a plan to say, I now know how to evaluate people who are running for office as to whether they are really worthy of my vote. And our host kit is designed to do that with folks, and you can go to our website to order a host kit. Our website for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. Or you can order a host kit by calling us here toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. And there are a host of other materials available to help you understand the Constitution, help you in conducting a class. And again, encourage you to go to our website and open the store and look through the materials there. That website again is iotconline.com. iotconline.com. And we at Institute on the Constitution are a resource to anyone hosting a class. We tell people as they begin to host a class, if you have questions that are asked by folks in your class that you do not have the answer to, don't sweat it. Just tell them that's an excellent question. I will get the answer for you. And then email us or call us. We'll do our best to get you an answer within a week, so that if your class is meeting once a week, when your class reconvenes, you then have the answer. Say, that was an excellent question last week. I've come up with the answer. Institute on the Constitution has helped us with this, and here's the answer to that excellent question. We do that because we know that many people fear the idea of hosting a class. Is just like, oh, I just couldn't do that because people are going to ask questions I don't have the answer to. And we want to just allay that fear altogether and say, we can help you. You can do this. We have housewives who never, done anything in terms of educating another group of people, and they've taken this up and successfully conducted class. We have people who all backgrounds and all walks of life, whether they're professional or whether they're, blue collar. Everybody can do this. And in this day of rapidly advancing tyranny and the Barack Obama administration, tyranny is on steroids. In this day, every one of us needs to do everything we can to restore sanity and to regain the liberties that we're quickly losing. And so this is something that everybody can do. Call us if you want to order by phone, 866-730-9796, or you could purchase it on the website by going to iotconline.com.
All right, fine. Now, basically, what is the website? How do they get to the website? And what about this program that they can take themselves on the web, on the Internet, and then if they realize the genius of this, then they can go ahead and purchase the kit. What about how do they get in touch with your website?
Yes, you're exactly right. We have a course that you could take online. Of course, if you have dial-up, you probably wouldn't be able to watch the videos, that kind of thing. But if you have broadband, you can go to our website, iotconline.com, click the tab called Courses, And there you can sign up to take our U.S. Constitution course online. That is, you watch the videos, you can print out the student manual and the homework, and everything is available to you there online to take the course, basically, in the comfort of your own home by doing it online individually. And once you've taken the course, then we strongly encourage you, get a host kit, gather a group of people together, and conduct the course, because there's a great deal of value in doing this together as a group, as people say, you know, I read this in the paper, and that makes me think of what we just heard in the lecture, and they begin to make connections and encouragements. And furthermore, the greatest encouragement is to realize you are not alone. You are not alone in thinking that tyranny is overtaking our country and this has got to stop. You're not alone in understanding that the purpose of government, as our founders stated, was very limited. Just to do a few things in society, not to take over everything and, you know, be in charge of your health care and determine what food you can eat and all the things that are currently, that's not the purpose of government. And the great encouragement in the class is that you discover you're not alone in your thinking. If you listen to the media, especially the major media, you're going to think you're all alone. Furthermore, you're a nut to think these thoughts, and nobody thinks like you at all. Well, that's not true. In fact, the majority of Americans who are being exposed to the teaching that we do through Institute on the Constitution say, that's what I've thought all along, and I thought I was all alone. And instead I find out I'm in the majority. The majority of people are thinking this way. They just have been lied to successfully that have left them without the political clout or the political voice to actually bring about the change in our country, to restore our constitutional republic. So go to our website, iotconline.com, click on courses there, and you can sign up to take the online course and do it just at your leisure, at your pace, and then we encourage you to get a host kit and actually conduct a class. And we see great encouragement. I graduated a class at Southern California, over 100 people earlier this month. Graduating another class at Ohio of over 250 people later this
month. Hold that thought, David. We'll be right back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Well, stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, one more time, I want you to get out your telephone number.
Yes, our toll-free number here at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution, 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796.
Okay, you go right ahead and with your discussion of what's going on and why the Constitution is so vitally important.
So we've discussed the 24th Amendment, which was the poll taxes, eliminating poll taxes, and we've actually started into our discussion of the 26th Amendment, a right of 18-year-olds to vote, and basically they set a standard that I think is improper for the federal government to be determining who votes in which state. State should be the determiner of that and not the federal government. In other words, if we understand our original structure, it was 13 sovereign states. These were, you could say, they were their own nations that were combining together in a union, but the union was one in which only small, limited, well-defined things were going to be done by the federal government, and the rest was going to be left to the states. Now we have it turned upside down, where the federal government does everything, and the states are mere political subdivisions of the federal government. Not what
and
our founders designed.
Thomas Jefferson had said, you know, he said, you know, I see within the Supreme Court, you know, the very seeds of the destruction of our nation. For little by little, they will tend to take all power to the central government. And when we have all power resting in Washington, D.C., we will have a government as venal as the one we recently separated from. It was that fear of centralization of power that certainly was the basis of our nation. Do not allow people to have power. You can't trust them, as Thomas Jefferson had said. In matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but rather bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Congress has taken off the chains. They're molding them for the people. It's time we took America back. And fortunately, there are some people back in Washington, D.C., who want to get the chains back under Congress so the people can be free. I'm more encouraged than I've been in a long time. And a lot of certainly the reason America is changing is the Institute of the Constitution, which gets the total conspiracy of silence all across America. You're not going to hear about it because the tyrants don't want you to think about the Constitution and why it's important. Go right ahead.
Well, let's talk about the last two amendments to the Constitution. The 25th Amendment, which was in 1967, simply altered presidential succession again, and we've already discussed that in detail back in a previous show, so we won't go into detail on that. And then the final amendment, the last amendment to our Constitution, was ratified in 1993 as the 27th Amendment. This is a very interesting one because it was actually proposed all the way back in 1791. It was actually part of the original proposed Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights was 12 actual items that were submitted to the states, in other words, that passed through both houses, both through the House and Senate, and those 12 that were submitted to the states, only 10 of the 12 received the requisite three-quarters of the states ratifying them to become part of our Constitution, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution. One was never ratified, but this one became the 27th Amendment when in 1993 the requisite three-quarters of the states voted to ratify this amendment. The amendment deals with congressional pay raises, and it says that no congressional pay raise increases will take effect until after the next election. So if the senators and congressmen vote themselves a raise, they don't get to enjoy that raise until the next election has taken place, which gives the people a check upon them to throw the bums out if we don't think they deserve a pay raise. In fact, we could all argue very, very strongly about the pay that the federal government gives to congressmen, and there's a number of problems with it. But this was just a check that says we're not going to give them a pay raise until the people get to vote on whether we want them folks to return to Washington, D.C., or we want to throw them out. We get to choose that, and so this was ratified. And as people became upset with the vast expansion of congressional pay increases, especially in the 80s and then in the 90s, the interest in having this amendment renewed was regained, and finally the 38th state ratified it in 1993. Now, the interesting question about this amendment is the validity of how much time it took to ratify this amendment. Article 5 of our Constitution does not specify how much time may elapse between the point when an amendment is sent out to the states for ratification and how long it takes to actually ratify it. More recently, usually 7 years has been attached to any proposed amendment. The recent amendment that I remember is the Equal Rights Amendment, proposed back in the 70s, and there was a 7-year time limit in which that Equal Rights Amendment had to obtain ratification by 3/4 of the states, or else it would die and it'd have to start all over again. And so that Equal Rights Amendment proposed never made it to the level of being part of our Constitution, because 7 years expired before the 3/4 of the states ratified it. So this one, this particular one, now our 27th Amendment, this was over 200 years ago. It was proposed and sent out to the states, and you might argue that, well, you know, no time limit was specified, but a reasonable time limit might conclude that over 200 years is not reasonable, and therefore this isn't valid. However, there, at this point in time, there has been no court challenge to say that the 27th Amendment is not valid, and at this time, actually, it's the director of the U.S. Archives who has affixed his seal to the 27th Amendment, asserting that it has been ratified, and I think it's a good amendment. We don't want the Congress to just raise their pay any time they choose. We, the people, should have a say in that, and perhaps I've heard proposals that would say, you know, it should be actually the states that pay their congressmen, and therefore the states determine what that pay is, and the legislature of the states determines that pay, which is much closer to the people than going and voting for your congressman or for your senator. So anyway, that's a thought along those lines. But we look at these amendments, 17 amendments subsequent to the Bill of Rights. Many of those amendments, in fact, you could say most of those amendments, with few exceptions, the 27th being one of them, most of those amendments vastly expand the power and the reach of the federal government, way beyond anything that our founders ever even thought of. Even those who were pro-centralized big government, like Alexander Hamilton, I think they would find many of these.
We're out of time, David. We'll talk to you shortly on the other Dutch break. God bless. Thanks
God
very
bless,
much.
Dr.
Give my best
Thank
to Mike.
You.
Bye-bye.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Standback here. Hope you enjoy our monthly interviews with David Whitney. The Constitution is vital, and you, if you really are concerned about preserving our freedom, need to learn the Constitution, help us get the information to others, and totally ignore the fact that the people in Washington, D.C. say, oh, the people who study the Constitution, they're subversive, they're terrorists. And ladies and gentlemen, they fear the Constitution because these wicked people know what they're doing. They are subversives. And we have a large subversive element in our government that wants to establish a one-world government. Now, this all gets into Agenda 21, the master plan for what's going on. You can get Agenda 21 from Radio Liberty. You can get the Global Biodiversity Assessment and the Earth Charter and our Sustainable Development Syllabus. Well worthwhile getting and reading and studying and understand what's really going on. Our Sustainable Development Syllabus is so vitally important, along with my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, which is what it's all about. That's why we're fighting in Afghanistan today. We're fighting in Afghanistan. Well, we're not trying to win the war because we're, with the WikiLeaks point out that the CIA organized Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. That's why they hate the WikiLeaks. Points out the CIA is financing the Al-Qaeda today. ISI works very closely with the CIA, the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, financing Al-Qaeda that's killing our boys. Well, because there's only 50 of them in Afghanistan, only 50 Al-Qaeda. Go up on the Internet, Leon Panetta, put in your search engine, Leo Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. It's true. So why do we have, well, almost 250,000 troops there, 200,000 American troops and contractors, and then about 45,000 NATO for 50 members of Al-Qaeda? What's wrong with this picture? Nothing that's going on today makes any sense. And certainly we what you must understand that there really is a subversive element. They recruit people to do murders. Lee Harvey Oswald worked for both the CIA and the FBI. In fact, we've talked to Mr. Swearington. He was with the FBI. He said that J. Edgar Hoover put out a notice to all members of the FBI that they were to say that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter. Mr. Swearington was told a year ahead of time that basically there was a plot, a CIA plot to kill the president, a plot a year before Kennedy was assassinated. It's in his book, To Kill a President. You're not going to hear about this. They killed President Kennedy. They killed Bobby Kennedy. We have a four-tape set on it. They killed Martin Luther King. And then they had the audacity to name a holiday after him, a national holiday. You need to get our four-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King, our four-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, our four-tape set books on the murder of JFK. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the four-tape set on the Liberty, the USS Liberty that was sunk in 1967. And, of course, the leaders of Israel were working in conjunction with President Johnson and Robert McNamara to kill those American sailors. And they were told, the sailors on board were told, that they themselves would be killed or sent to prison for the rest of their lives if they ever dared to tell anybody what happened. It took 20 years before any of them had the courage to come forward. And maybe 20 years from now, people come forward and tell us what really happened on September 11th. We know that we've not been told the truth. The woman who was actually in the Pentagon, who came out and through the hole where the planes supposedly went in, there was no wreckage. Her life has been threatened. See that on Jesse Ventura. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Provision.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.